On today's episode of Locked On Oilers, is Philip Broberg the second coming of Oscar Klefbom? We will talk about that much more in today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome back to Locked On Oilers Podcast. I'm your host and former Oilers game day producer, Brett Holden. As mentioned on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Philip Broberg. Whether or not he is the replacement for Oscar Klefbom, as we ran the stats and the numbers between the two players, and you might be surprised by what comes out between Oscar Klefbom and Philip Broberg. That will be the second period of today's episode, but we will start off our episode talking about the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets as the Blue Jackets come to town tomorrow night. Maybe some lineup updates for tomorrow's game. We'll talk about that in just a second. And to wrap up today's episode, the ghost of Oilers past, as this guy was nicknamed the Hero, and maybe because his first name rhymed with Hero. There's your hint for today's episode. Thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Where we are going to get started today is with the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets, as the Blue Jackets are coming off a tough 4-3 loss. Overtime loss to the Calgary Flames. Yes, Johnny Gaudreau's return to Calgary didn't go as expected, at least in the final score. But Johnny Gaudreau did get two assists, had an opportunity to score on a penalty shot, did not score, obviously. And boy, did Flames fans love that. But yes, he did get two goals in that game. Marchenko, Laine, and Jenner, Boone Jenner, with the three goals for the Blue Jackets. Now, we will talk about the Blue Jackets a little more at length in just a second. But some news coming out as Evander Kane seems like he will be unavailable for the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow against the Blue Jackets, tending to a personal matter. Have heard a couple things as to what that may entail. Haven't confirmed nor gotten denial on either or anything that I have seen, so I'm not going to speculate any further as to what that may be. That's not fair to him, but it sounds like Evander Kane will be out of the lineup for the Oilers. So as I don't think it's too unexpected, expect the Edmonton Oilers to run with an 11-7 tomorrow against the Blue Jackets. I expect the lines to be relatively unchanged, but let's talk about them for just a second. I expect Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and Zach Hyman to be the quote-unquote top line for the Edmonton Oilers. We all know that is a fluid situation when it is 11-7, but for the sake of organization, we'll say that is the first line. The second line of Kleem, Kostin, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Matthias Janmark, who has been skating for the Edmonton Oilers after missing a couple games with an illness. Dylan Holloway, Ryan McLeod, and Derek Ryan will make up the third line. And Jesse Puljujärvi and Warren Fogle will be the extra wingers. The D pairings will stay the same, as Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci will be the top pairing for the Oilers. Brett Kulak and Tyson Barrie the second pairing. Philip Broberg and Evan Bouchard the third pairing. And Vincent Desharnais being the extra man there. I expect Stuart Skinner to get the start against the Columbus Blue Jackets, although it could be Jack Campbell. Whoever doesn't start the game against the Blue Jackets, I do expect to play against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Edmonton Oilers will have a little bit of a break after the Chicago Blackhawks game, so I expect the Oilers to try and get in work for both of their goaltenders before the bye week. Now, Derek Ryan is slated or slotted right now on that third line with Dylan Holloway and Ryan McLeod. However, Derek Ryan has been playing with the likes of Leon Draisaitl recently, even played with Evander Kane on that side, Zach Hyman as well. So I do expect Derek Ryan to play some minutes with Leon Draisaitl because at times they were the Edmonton Oilers' most productive and were able to shut down the opposition's top lines for the Edmonton Oilers. So I do expect Derek Ryan to be also in that little muddle of players who play up and down the lineup for the Oilers, but do expect Costin, Nugent-Hopkins, and Janmark to kind of stay relatively fixed together. But again, I imagine Nugent-Hopkins, McDavid, Draisaitl, Hyman, and even Ryan will be kind of just thrown everywhere for the Edmonton Oilers. Now, do want to mention Vinny Desharnais. The Edmonton Oilers have not lost yet with Desharnais in the lineup. Knock on wood. I don't want that to start changing here. But worth noting here as he gets his seventh, or we assume his seventh consecutive game with the Edmonton Oilers. Now they're starting. There's the conversation of, is he an NHL defenseman? Is he really an NHL defenseman? Is this a lucky seven-game stretch? A lot of things coming down the pipeline for Desharnais. What I say is just enjoy it for now. You're getting a very solid defenseman, and you're seeing things that you haven't seen from a lot of defensemen when you watch Vinny Desharnais. So enjoy it while you can. Now, I do think that Desharnais and Broberg and Holloway all adjust or mess with or come into effect when it comes to the Edmonton Oilers trade deadline plans. So we'll see what the Edmonton Oilers do end up doing. A couple of interesting things coming out today, specifically from Frank Saravalli, I should say. But that is a conversation probably for tomorrow. But let's move on to the Blue Jackets side, as the Columbus Blue Jackets are one of the worst teams in hockey. They sit at 14-30-3, did get a point against the Calgary Flames last night, obviously, I guess, considering they went to overtime. But they sit last in the Metropolitan Division, 31 points on the year. That is not good. Not good at all. They are tied with the Anaheim Ducks for last place in the NHL. Now, I want to take a look at some of the stats for the team this year, and it's not good. 31st in the league when it comes to goals against with 183. 31st in the league when it comes to their power play with a solid 16%. Shots against per game, it sits at 35.1, 31st in the league. Goals for in the first period, 27, which is 31st in the league. Goals for in the third period, 46, which they are 24th in. The Edmonton Oilers sit 5th in that stat. Goals against in the second period, 74, which is last in the NHL. And goals against in the third period, 63, 28th. In the league. This is not a good team at 5-on-5, at 5-on-4. This is not a good team in general. So the Edmonton Oilers going for their seventh straight win. Yes, their seventh straight win against the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow night, 7:30 puck drop at Rogers Place. Probably, at least the numbers are saying, the Edmonton Oilers should get their seventh in a row, but you never know. You never know. That's why you play the game of hockey. Let's wrap up this conversation. As mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets, 7:30 puck drop, Rogers Place here in Edmonton. And on that ice, the Edmonton Oilers will have Swedish defenseman Philip Broberg. How close is he to another Swedish defenseman that Edmonton Oilers fans have long been yearning for after his very sad end of his career shoulder injury in Oscar Klefbom? Well, we will talk about that in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are here, and we are really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, if you join today, get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn, and FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. Now, I said yesterday that we all know we want a little Brock Purdy versus Joe Scheisty action in the Super Bowl, but they got to play in the championship or the conference championship games first. And I was looking at some of the player props, and Brock Purdy is currently sitting at plus 700 for an anytime touchdown score. That doesn't include a passing touchdown, okay? That's cheating. I'm talking about a little rushing touchdown, maybe one right up the middle on the one-yard line. I might be hammering that one. Because let's be real here. You're not winning a Super Bowl without your Super Bowl winning quarterback in Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy. I'm just saying. Either way, all of it is on an app that is safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet and get $150 in free bets. Win or lose at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Alrighty, let's move on to a little of defenseman talk. Philip Broberg was selected by the first draft pick used by Ken Holland a couple years ago. There's always been the conversation since then. What if the Oilers got Trevor Zegras instead? What if the... maybe I was one of them. I wasn't really. I loved Zegras, but I'll be straight dead honest with you. I wanted Caulfield, but that's neither here nor there. I was happy with Philip Broberg being selected by the Edmonton Oilers because it was also a little bit of a signaling of the trust that Ken Holland had in Philip Broberg. But it was kind of synonymous with the time he had in Detroit with a defenseman by the name of Nicholas Lidstrom. Not saying that Philip Broberg will at all be like Nicholas Lidstrom, but there's already conversation within the Edmonton Oilers organization as to just how good Oscar Klefbom will be, not only this year, not only in the next 5 years, but in his career. Jay Woodcroft said recently he's happy that Philip Broberg is in the Edmonton Oilers organization. He thinks he will be a very, very good NHL defenseman for a very long time. The Edmonton Oilers are also hesitant on moving Philip Broberg as they believe Philip Broberg by the end of this year will already be better than any defenseman they can acquire on the market right now, and I'm looking at you, Jacob Chychrun. But why? Now, most Oilers fans, I'm sure basically all Oilers fans, would know the name of Oscar Klefbom. Oscar Klefbom, who played 378 games for the Edmonton Oilers, had 34 goals, 122 assists, 156 points, and his career came to an end way, 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 way too early. Since then, the Edmonton Oilers have lost a key marquee defenseman in Oscar Klefbom, but also a shutdown defenseman in Adam Larson after realizing Oscar Klefbom's career was over and he wouldn't have basically a friend on the team or a best friend on the team so he moved on. Shoulder injury for Oscar Clefbaum has sent a really weird pattern or fixed chain of events for the Edmonton Oilers that have kind of led the Oilers to selecting Philip Broberg in the 2019 NHL draft. But why do I mention Oscar Clefbaum and Philip Broberg in the same conversation? Because Philip Broberg is the next Oscar Clefbaum for the Edmonton Oilers. Now, it's very easy for me to pick out that they're both Swedish defensemen, first-round Swedish defensemen selected by the Edmonton Oilers, who had offensive upside coming into the NHL, especially as a teenager, had their spats with injuries here and there, and came up through the system for the Edmonton Oilers. And we are just now seeing the fruits of said labor with Philip Broberg, especially with his play with Evan Bouchard as of late. But just how good has Philip Broberg been, not only this year, but in his career so far? Well, not only are they comparable to Oscar Clefbaum in most stats, he is better than Oscar Clefbaum, at least putting up better numbers. Now, this year is a specific sample size and only 22 games, but we all know my favorite stats, the goals for and goals against per 60 minutes, and being able to put said statistics in a baseline of 60 minutes and putting each player on the exact same platform allows for a little bit of an easier comparable between the two players. So that is a very long way to get into the numbers here, but I do want to mention the baseline stats right now. Through the first 45 games of Philip Broberg's career, he has 1 goal, 6 assists, 7 points. Through the first 45 games in Oscar Clefbaum's career, 2 goals, 10 assists, 12 points for Oscar Clefbaum, for a player who also played on the Edmonton Oilers power play. Philip Broberg, not so much. So I went and took the stats of goals for per 60 minutes, goals against per 60 minutes, expected goals for per 60 minutes, and expected goals against per 60 minutes, and one more stat, the goal differential. So that is, again, whether you're on for a goal or for a goal against, and how often and what the differential is between each of those two numbers. I did that at 5-on-5 and did that in every situation for Oscar Clefbaum and Philip Broberg throughout their career. Philip Broberg this year alone at 5-on-5 has the higher goals for per 60 minutes, goals against per 60 minutes, expected goals for per 60 minutes, and goal differential per 60 minutes this year than Oscar Clefbaum in any year Oscar Clefbaum played for the Edmonton Oilers in the NHL. The only number that Oscar Clefbaum is higher in, or the only stat category that Oscar Clefbaum is higher than Philip Broberg in at 5-on-5, is expected goals against per 60 minutes at 2.09. Philip Broberg this year has a 2.12. Then, in all situations, Oscar Clefbaum has a higher goals for per 60 minutes and expected goals for per 60 minutes in all situations than Philip Broberg. His goals for per 60 minutes in all situations sits at a 3.85, where Philip Broberg sits at a 3.76. And Oscar Clefbaum's expected goals for per 60 minutes sits at a 3.58, Philip Broberg at a 3.51. Now, Oscar Clefbaum, as I mentioned just previously, played on the Edmonton Oilers power play, which is why those goals for are higher in all situations than Philip Broberg's is. Because Philip Broberg will not see the power play at all for the Edmonton Oilers so long Darnell Nurse, Tyson Barrie, and Evan Bouchard are on the Edmonton Oilers. Not a knock on his offensive talent, really, just where he sits in the Edmonton Oilers organization. Either way, with those fluctuated stats with the power play, with the goals for per 60 minutes, Oscar Klefbom is only above Philip Broberg by 0.09 points. And his expected goals for per 60 minutes, he is only higher than Philip Broberg by 0.07. Now, there's a lot of talk about Philip Broberg being blanketed or being protected recently. But those numbers, and especially by the fact that Oscar Klefbom was a number one defenseman getting more ice time than Philip Broberg, those numbers are important. And if the Edmonton Oilers feel so comfortable in increasing the numbers of Philip Broberg or increasing the time on ice for Philip Broberg, these numbers should make the Edmonton Oilers feel comfortable in doing so, because they have Oscar Klefbom 2.0 in their lineup right now. Am I out to lunch here? What do you think? Are the Edmonton Oilers really that close with Philip Broberg? I'm sure the 6-game win streak kind of clouds the judgment a little bit, but there was conversations about just how good Philip Broberg has been for the Edmonton Oilers before the winning streak even started for the Edmonton Oilers. So, what do you think? Am I, again, out to lunch, or is that a fair assessment, especially considering the numbers we see here? Either way, let's wrap up today's episode with a little bit of Ghost of Oilers past talk. And as mentioned, this guy came in from Finland and immediately got the nickname The Hero. But maybe because his name rhymed with it already. We will talk about him in just a second. But first, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started using AG1 because I wanted something that bettered my gut health, optimize my immune system, and I didn't want to keep taking a million different pills and supplements every day just to better both of those things. And that's exactly what I get with AG1. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of the things. All of the things, all while still being lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, you can eat all of it or consume all this. You can't eat it if you're putting it in a cup of water, but you can consume this all while not having to worry about whether or not it is lifestyle friendly. It is. Plus, it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting great. Now, it does cost less than $3 a day, which you are then investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew addiction. I would know. I'm having a coffee as we speak. Either way, Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and is recommended by professional athletes. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That is it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens will give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Alrighty, let's wrap up today's episode with the ghost of Oilers past. And this Finnish player came over after having a massive year in Finland and instantly becoming the nickname or getting the nickname the hero. Yes, I'm talking Eero Pekkarinen. Yes, the guy that if you have to say his name, you're probably going to go a little Irish or Scottish. Eero Pekkarinen. Yes, that is my joke and potentially only me who said it like that. But on June 16th, 2014, the Edmonton Oilers would sign Eero Pekkarinen from HIFK in Finland after having 20 goals, 10 assists, 30 points in 60 games in the SM Liga. The Oilers signed him to a 2-year entry-level deal, and he would play 4 years with the Edmonton Oilers, getting in 134 games, 10 goals, 13 assists, 23 points. He would get into a career high 63 games in 2015-2016, where he would score 5 goals, 8 assists, 13 points. Those would be his career highs in all categories: career high in goals, career high in assists, and career high in points. His first year in the NHL, he'd get into 17 games with the Oilers, a goal, 2 assists, 3 points, that coming in 2014-2015. And in his final year in the NHL, 40 games played, 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points in 2017-2018. Now, he did get in 14 games with the Edmonton Oilers in 2016-17, but the thing to note in that year, he was in, as I hammered my microphone, excuse me, audio listeners, in 2016-2017, Eero Pekkarinen would go on to play in 1 playoff game for the Edmonton Oilers that year. However, the 4 years the Pekkarinen would play for the Edmonton Oilers would be the only 4 years he would play in the NHL, as on July 2nd, 2018, Pekkarinen would sign with Metallurg in the KHL, as Pekkarinen's NHL career would come to an end. He would spend 2 years in the KHL, actually 4 years, excuse me, in the KHL, with Jokerit, as I forgot, Jokerit joined the KHL, played 2 years in Jokerit, but he started off his KHL career with Metallurg, playing 60 games with Metallurg, 19 goals, 7 assists, 26 points. The following year, he would head to Nur-Sultan Belis. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but played 22 games there for the Nur-Sultan. 4 goals, 6 assists, 10 points. As mentioned, 2 seasons with Jokerit in the KHL, 78 games played there, 19 goals, 16 assists, 35 points, and would you believe it, the 31-year-old is still playing hockey. Yes, Eero Pekkarinen, only 31 years old. I am shocked by that as well, as he seemed like he was a little older even coming to the Edmonton Oilers, but only 31 years old and still playing hockey, as he has spent the last 2 seasons in the SM Liga with the team that he came into the NHL leaving, HIFK Helsinki. He has played 50 games there so far over the last 2 years, 11 goals, 11 assists, 22 points, but this year is having a pretty impressive year. 39 games played so far in 2022-2023, 7 goals, 11 assists, 18 points, and 39 penalty minutes. Yes, 39 penalty minutes. He is on pace to break his career high in penalty minutes, which is 47, done before he joined the NHL. Eero, the hero, Pekkarinen, today's ghost of Oilers past. What do you remember of Eero Pekkarinen? I loved Eero Pekkarinen. I don't know why. He was just one of those cult heroes. One of those players as well that the Edmonton Oilers in like the mid 2000, well, all throughout the 2010s, really. But the mid-2010s to the early 2020s, basically, with the last one being Gaetan Haas. The Edmonton Oilers bringing over scoring forwards in Europe and trying to make them into bottom six forwards in the NHL. Kind of not started by Eero Pakarinen, but he was one of those players in that ilk for the Oilers. But either way, let's wrap it up there. As mentioned, the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets face off at Rogers Place tomorrow night, 7:30 puck drop. A full preview of that game with updates on the lineup for the Edmonton Oilers and the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow. And potentially, I heard a little birdie on Oilers Now today say that the most stylistic fit, now remember those words, stylistic fit, not exact fit or fit that seems to be in order for the Edmonton Oilers, but stylistic fit for the Edmonton Oilers at the trade deadline was Ivan Provorov. We will talk about that tomorrow as well, heading into the game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. We are only less than 40 days, away from the trade deadline, so a lot to talk about heading into the deadline. We will talk about that much more tomorrow, but until then, have a wonderful day, stay safe, and hopefully by the end of tomorrow night, we can play La Bamba, baby.